Nolte, Fox's and Chris Wallace's certified election winner hypocrisy exposed. By John Nolte on November 11, 2020. Those looking for more proof of just how far the disgraced Fox News channel has fallen need only be reminded of a specific moment from Chris the Proven Liar Wallace's dreadful performance in the first presidential debate that centered on when it would be appropriate to declare victory. Here's Chris the Proven Liar Wallace at the debate, a question he first asked of President Trump and then of his fraudulency Joe Biden. First for you, President Trump. Finally, for the Vice President, and I hope neither of you will interrupt the other. Will you urge your supporters to stay calm during this extended period, not to engage in any civil unrest? And will you pledge tonight that you will not declare victory until the election has been independently certified? President Trump, you go first. So back in September, Chris the Proven Liar Wallace was all. Will you pledge tonight that you will not declare victory until the election has been independently certified? But look at Chris the Proven Liar Wallace now. Running around like the left-wing hack he is not only declaring Biden the winner before the election has been independently certified, but attacking Republicans who are doing exactly what he asked everyone to do in the first debate, which is wait until the election has been independently certified. Here's Chris the Proven Liar Wallace ridiculing Republicans over the weekend, specifically Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, for what Wallace now sees as the sin of daring to wait until the election has been independently certified. It would seem to me that Republicans on Capitol Hill have a role to play in this. A very few of them have said, look, you pursue your legal options, but, you know, damn down the rhetoric, like Mitt Romney, like Pat Toomey. There are a lot who are just silent. And then there are some, I mentioned Ted Cruz, you know, who are like the Japanese soldiers who come out 30 years after the war, out of the jungle, and say, is the fight still going on? This is just how big of a fraud Wallace and Fox News are. Fox's own guy, Wallace, was out there rigging moderating a presidential debate and demanding everyone wait until the election has been independently certified. And long before the election has been independently certified, Fox News went ahead and declared Biden the winner. Worse still, Fox News deliberately called Arizona early for Biden, a state that, more than a week later, is still too close to call. So how's that for not waiting until the election has been independently certified? I should add that his fraudulency Joe Biden agreed to wait until the election has been independently certified. And he hasn't, and neither Fox News nor Wallace are holding him to that promise. Are saying Joe Biden is breaking his promise to wait for the results to be certified. And that's because Fox News and Chris Wallace are total frauds. Let me close with something truly interesting. Trump's response to the question. And I want to point out that while Trump answered this question, Wallace interrupted him, no joke, 5 times. This lying sleazebag Wallace premised this very question with I hope neither of you will interrupt the other, and then Wallace interrupts Trump 5 times. Here's the transcript. Donald Trump, I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully, because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it. As you know, today there was a big problem. In Philadelphia, they went in to watch. They're called poll watchers, a very safe, very nice thing. They were thrown out. They weren't allowed to watch. You know why? Because bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things. And I am urging my people. I hope it's going to be a fair election. If it's a fair election. Interruption number 1, Chris Wallace, you're urging them what? Donald Trump, I am 100% on board. But if I see tens of thousands of ballots being manipulated, I can't go along with that. And I'll tell you why. Interruption number 2, Chris Wallace, what does that mean, not go along? Donald Trump, from a common sense. Interruption number 3, Chris Wallace, does that mean you're going to tell your people? Donald Trump, I'll tell you what it means. Interruption number 4, Chris Wallace, to take to the streets? Donald Trump, it means you have a fraudulent election. You're sending out 80 million ballots. Interruption number 5, Chris Wallace, and what would you do about that? Donald Trump, they're not equipped. These people aren't equipped to handle it, number 1. Number 2, they cheat. They cheat. Hey, they found ballots in a waste paper basket 3 days ago. And they all had the name military ballots. They were military. They all had the name Trump on them. Not once did Wallace interrupt during Biden's answer. But look at Trump's answer, especially as it relates to Philadelphia. He knew exactly what was going on. And now the frauds at Fox News want him to concede before the election has been independently certified. Fox News and Chris Wallace are trash. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.